Hi, this is Maureen St. Germain, and I am delighted to talk to you about your birthday. If this is your birthday, or your birthday present to yourself or from someone else, happy birthday. This is a most auspicious day, and you are most blessed this day. I've always found that people love hearing stories about birthdays, and this is a very special story for you. Almost 40 years ago, I was taught by one of my spiritual teachers that your birthday is one of the most sacred days, the very most sacred day of the year. And this is because this is the anniversary of your embodiment in spirit. It is you moving into physical form. The most important message about this is that all of the ascended masters, your angels and guides, celebrate your birthday with you. They bring gifts for you that you must claim. Like winning the lottery, if you don't claim it, you can't collect. As I advanced in my own spiritual work, I use this tool year after year after year, until I hit upon an idea. I noticed that I would begin to remember my birthday is coming about 6 weeks before my birthday. It usually started about 6 weeks before my birthday and continued with the wrap-up of about 6 weeks after my birthday. I noticed that I could be talking about my birthday for a total of 3 months. I decided that if I could imagine that I had all these presents coming to my birthday, I decided that if I could imagine that I would receive all these presents on my birthday, why couldn't I use my very grand imagination to see presents arriving every time my birthday came up in discussion? This led me to conclude that I could have so many more presents, so many more than I could even open on one day. And these presents could come in from my unseen helpers. It was at this point that I decided I would start asking for my gifts every single time my birthday came up in conversation or in my thoughts. So I began using this as a mental cue to ask my angels and ascended master guides for some of my presents each time my birthday came up. This led to some very interesting results. 1 year at a very large gathering of teachers who shared the same teaching modality that I did, we began sharing stories about our experiences teaching. I asked two women that I knew, Angelique and Christiana, I asked them, how did they come to work together? Christiana was about 10 years younger than Angelique. Christiana was getting a massage from Angelique when Christiana passed away. Yep, she passed away right there on the massage table. Angelique was pretty shocked and checked in with her own guides. What in the world was going on and what should she be doing right now? Her guides reassured her and just sit tight, stay where you are. Meanwhile, Christiana was experiencing some very intense deaths. First, she was being hung and then drawn and quartered, and numerous others, difficult deaths. And finally, she was burned at the stake. At this moment, one of her guides appeared to her and she had a conversation with him. While this is going on, Angelique can smell smoke and gets up from her position of standing by the side of her friend and runs through the house looking for some source of the fire. The guide tells Christiana that we've been reviewing some of your more difficult past life deaths. And she said, yes, I know, I can see that. Well, he said, we are cleaning up the energy of the unresolved emotion from those deaths. And by your reviewing them now, you are able to balance that out. And she responded, yes, I figured that. But then he went on. He said, I would like you to go back and work with Angelique. She has important work to do and she needs a partner, someone to work with. And you are a perfect fit for her. Well, Christiana was not excited about the prospect of returning back to her body. And she began to balk. Well, I don't know. I'm overweight. I've got back problems. I've got health issues, kidney issues. I'm really not that great shape. And he responded and said, we have taken care of all of those issues, and the weight will come off over the next 10 years. An alternate he offered was, we could put you in someone else's body, but there are integration problems, and that would take longer for you to get it sorted out. Or we can just fix what's wrong. And she interrupted and said, well, I'm not sure. As I listen to this, I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, she's dead and she's negotiating. I want to learn how to do that. I thought you have to do what you're told once you leave your body. Not negotiate. She continued, well, one of the things that I didn't like about being in a body, I just never knew for sure what I was going to do next, what I needed to do next. And within an instant, he said, done. She was immediately back in her body. And I remembered at that moment, as I'm hearing this story, that I had a pattern of making special requests for my birthday. And I remembered my birthday was in just one more week. It was at that moment that I made a special request for me. I asked, I want what she got. Every time I asked my higher self after that, did I get what Christiana got? Before I could even finish the thought, the yes answer would come flooding in. But that's not the end of the story. This went on for a year. So during the next 12 months, every time I asked, I would always be told yes. Now, here I am again in a conference with these lovely people. Angelique and Christiana and I are talking, and we're having a similar conversation. This time, the teachers are comparing notes on how information is coming in. And one teacher tells us, well, I'm getting my information about 6 weeks in advance. And without skipping a beat, both Christiana and I spoke in unison the following words. Oh, well, my information's coming in on a need-to-know basis. That moment, I burst out laughing. I looked at Christiana. I said, you have no idea what I did. The only way we could have possibly answered in an identical fashion like that, if indeed I had been given the same gift, the gift of knowing what it was that I was to do next. I recommend to you that you ask for your presence, ask for them in multiples, and make a special request once in a while. I don't encourage people to have a big long list of what they want, because I believe that our ascended master teachers and guides and angels know better what we need than we do. So if we simply ask for our gifts, we're likely to get things that are far superior to what we might have thought of. So I encourage you to ask your Ascended Master Helpers and the angels and guides to give you what you most need. And then once in a while, make your special request. In addition, now when I ask for my presence, I also ask for the operating manual of any gift that I might receive so that I can put it to work for me very quickly, so that I instantly know and understand how to use the tools and gifts with the grace that is bestowed upon me for my birthday. You, my friend, are one of those gifts, and I am so grateful to you. Remember, you can share this with anyone. Bless your family and friends whenever they have a birthday, and share with them the following. Here's my edited version, which was written by Kithumi and channeled by Elizabeth Clare Prophet. Your birthday. Your birthday is an auspicious day, since it's the anniversary of the embodiment of a spirit, your life stream on the planet. Each year, as the anniversary of your soul unfolds, there is a great pause, like a tide going out, as you release the patterns, disappointments of the previous year and make room for the incoming flow of the incoming year. This may be why a person might feel the lessening of energy the day before their birthday. Those of you who have enlisted the aid and assistance of the Ascended Masters, angels and guides, will receive these gifts from the Spirit. These gifts are beyond the scope of human gifts, so much so that you will find the expression of giving gifts here on the earth is but a faint reflection of the practice of all of heaven, who are ready and willing to assist you in providing you with the full expansion, exploration, and expression for you for the coming year. Avail yourself of this knowledge, of this marvelous gift, by taking the time to ask for these gifts for the coming year. As you approach this day, know that it is such a time of honor, thanksgiving, and grace to make it the holiest day of the year. Heavenly Father, Mother God, I ask for all of my presence for my birthday. I ask for all of the operating manuals of all the presence that I am being given. I ask for the understanding that I need to maximize these gifts and to become my most evolved self. This year, I ask for the love and compassion to move through me that I need to move myself to the next level. I ask for everything I need to fulfill my goals and desires, which include, here you might name the things that you are seeking to accomplish this year. Now, name anything that you wish to address in terms of repair or fixing. It might be a health issue. It might be an emotional issue. It might be a relationship issue. It might even be your relationship with your higher self. Dear God, give me clarity in my prayer so that not only am I capable of making prayers, but I am able to receive God's will through me so that I might act appropriately. Amen.